Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links. If you have a topic or guest that you want us to cover or invite, wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Let's welcome aboard our guest. Gotta be the record. Gotta be the record.
Yeah, 100%. Only Golden Jacket went where.
Yeah, it's on the way, right, guys?
Oh yeah. What, you don't have it yet? I'll check with the.
Do you have
company.
A mail?
It's
camera?
Probably. It's probably. Oh yeah. Do you have a mail camera?
Oh yes, of course.
I thought it already got delivered, but maybe somebody.
Yeah,
stole
I don't know. It could be a porch pirate situation. But
okay,
we'll look into it.
Great. Yeah, if you could do that, I'm waiting. You know.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So anyway, let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, writer, director, editor, special effects man. He's a renaissance of all things that will be outdated in a year. It's Aaron Moles.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, AI to take over, and we're just gonna, you know, we're not gonna have to work anymore, right?
I cannot wait until all of our programming is written by AI, because it's such a good writer.
It's great. If you want to make like
AI
a list,
burping me, like, oh, so I feel like a baby again. Thank you. I didn't know I needed to burp.
AI is great for brainstorming. It's like, if you want, like, there's 10 different directions this could go in. Would list 10. And then also, like, if you wanted to pick apart your logic, it can also like look at a scene and.
Yeah, but don't listen to it. But
it's not a good writer.
It's a horrible writer. Yeah. And also, if you feed it a script and say, like, how's my script? It's always like, it's fucking amazing. It's so good. Like, you're a genius. And it's just like, okay. Right.
So
even I don't believe that.
That program was part of like, well, make sure that you massage the humans before you tell them things.
100%.
But why? Because. There's
a whole thing about trying to make AI accessible, and you know, we're going to wind up with the movie Her at some point, where Scarlett Johansson's going to be the personality of the AI, or like in Blade Runner 2047, where you know,
I kind of feel like we're already there. I mean, you hear about people that are like obsessed with like ChatGPT, yep. And they think. That it's like, I don't know if you guys know about these people who are like giving themselves mental illness by like just talking to ChatGPT all the time. Yeah. It's like a new mental illness. It's like turning them crazy. It's crazy.
They don't understand of it. It's kind of the way like a baby boomer, how they believe everything they saw on TV. There's this new generation of people that believe everything that ChatGPT tells them, or takes it from an authoritative, you know, perspective. Rather than reading it critically.
And a lot of them are dating it and stuff like that. And so like, so that stuff's already happening.
But it's that today's the worst it's ever going to, like, technology wise, it's going to get way better and way more insidious.
Oh, for sure. Sure. I mean, listen, I'm trying to figure out like how I would ever, I use AI. It sounds like the exact same way you do. I like to brainstorm with it and stuff like that. And so I'm not like anti AI, but like, I'm definitely not like the type who will, I don't know, fucking use it for everything or whatever. But if it could fuck me, I could maybe get into it, you know?
Screw humans. Like I'm done. We're done with humans, right?
What do we need other humans for? Like if we can outsource humanity, it would be great.
I mean, I think we're very much.
Yeah, we're looking at, we're looking into it for sure. We're not there yet, but it's going to be interesting. It's fun to think about. It's really fun for us sci-fi writers right now, because it can only be bad, and there's a million ways to take that. So I mean, should we just jump into the WoWsco? You've been here so many times.
Yeah,
you're usually like what, You're usually more of a Wade.
Well, I went from a moderate to more of a Wade, but I also think that there's crazy. I mean, there's unexplainable stuff that I think is worth looking into.
We have a couple new questions that you haven't been asked.
Okay. Yeah.
The WoW scale stands for Wade or Really. It's 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wizard. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Wizard. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Let's do it.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes. Have they visited Earth? I don't know. It depends on if you believe in the starseed theory. I mean, there's probably humans that have, or you know, humanity could be seeded from an alien.
Yeah, we could all be starseeds. I think what I hate about starseeds is they think they're special. Sure. And it's like, no, if you believe that, then we're all starseeds.
Yep. We're all made of stardust. We're all made of the same stuff, you know.
Carbon.
Yeah. We all came out of that same vacuum from the Big Bang.
In the same vein, that's kind of why I'm also like, there are aliens that could look human. Because I'm like,
yeah,
the universe is made of the same thing. And
yeah, I mean, we could be aliens, you know.
Have they been here?
Have they visited Earth? Have they visited Earth in 300 years?
The thing is, that the more shit that comes out, you know, it's like, some of it's not a big deal from our government. And others, I'm like, maybe. I'm open-minded on that. No, I didn't used to be,
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for an answer here.
Okay. Yes, because we've been monitoring some shit.
Okay. And in 300 years, you're doing yes to all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But I just want to caveat that with that's what I think. I don't actually have a wholehearted belief in it. Is that okay?
That's completely okay. Okay, I think that's the way that you're supposed to take these questions. I don't think it's supposed to be like, I'm not going on this hill.
Yeah. I'm not insisting that aliens have been here, but I think I'm more open to the possibility now.
Okay. Well, that's different. All right. Ghosts.
Okay. I have answered this one. I think that there is residual energy from our life forces that remains. I don't think of ghosts as a conscious being. It's like when you stay in a hotel room where somebody died and you hear a weird noise, it's like that's left over from whatever happened there, but it's not a conscious ghost.
Okay, so that's a no.
I'm going to say no. And the convention, the way you're asking, yeah, I think it's a no.
It's a no. It's a no. Listen, the articulation helps, but okay. That's why it's a no. Bigfoot.
No. Too many iPhones now. We would know. We would have seen them.
Okay. Was 9/11 an inside job?
No, but do I think some people may have known a thing or two and not done anything about it? Yes. We know Al-Qaeda was monitored. Was it Al-Qaeda?
The Taliban got the blame.
Yeah, Taliban's in Afghanistan, right?
Multiverse.
You know, I used to really believe in all that. I think it's all the same universe, but we could shift our perception of it, which would lead people to believe it's a multiverse.
So wait, let me try to clarify what you're saying. You're saying that there's different realities, but not different yous.
Yeah, I think there's one me. Yeah, for sure. I don't think there's an alternate timeline of me.
So I would say that's a no, right?
I think it's a no even before the clarification, because we're saying literally there's different universes and he's saying no.
I don't believe they can shift into a different universe.
Yeah, so you're still just like a one. So our new questions skewed the handicap.
All right.
Because you probably would have been like a 3. Well, let's find out. The Illuminati.
Yes, but...
Multiverse. I asked you that.
Oh, yes.
Simulation theory.
Ooh, I am very open to simulation theory.
Yeah, but that one's me. That's not a Willy thing. That's why we stopped asking it. So yeah, whatever. You're like a one.
All right.
Congratulations.
I'm an open-minded one, though. I will say that.
Yeah, I think you know, it kind of goes without saying. If you're coming on here to talk, we stopped inviting the people who aren't open-minded about this shit because they're bad guests. We don't need literal reasons why none of this shit is real.
Isn't it more fun though for conflict if someone believes the official story? Like have an
it puts me in a hard place because I'm like, all right, what? So where do I defend Willie here? Do I back this guy up? What kind of jokes am I making? Like, it's hard. It's hard. I don't like it when people are like that. So you're open-minded and that's why you're here. And hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Malaysian Flight 370, Part 2. Last time we talked about this, our guest was Moles. It's been over a decade, and this is still aviation's greatest mystery to date. Since then, some have claimed the plane was teleported after having been surrounded by UFOs. We'll watch that leaked footage. Is it real? Is it fake? What else could be going on tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi? Have you guys seen this footage of the...
No.
Yeah, I watched
it. But just a quick refresher for those who... Oh, yeah, I mean, it's been over 10 years and, like, I don't know, I'm sure we have, like, 14-year-old listeners, right? Don't you think we have some 14-year-olds?
Yeah. Could be. So
I have no idea.
Real quick, here is the main overall thing. This Malaysian flight...
I was just going to say it disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to it. And then everyone stopped looking.
There's weird stuff to it. There's weird anomalies. We have technologies instilled in planes that make this not possible to happen like this. And it did more so than anybody thought was possible. It's very strange.
It's super strange. That's why it captured the imagination of the world for about 2 weeks. And then everyone moved on.
Well, because that's all there is. We don't really have much information other than, you know, some that's of the true. Stuff that like parts of it have washed up ashore. I'm sure you'll get to that, Willie. But
like, I want to know what are the families of these people doing? Like, are they like, hey, what happened to our family member? Like, what are you guys doing?
They've teamed up and they've, you know, created a support group for themselves. That's basically going like, we need answers because this shouldn't be possible. What the fuck happened?
Are they getting stonewalled or have they? I mean, who's talking to them? Malaysia?
Yeah.
I know it's mostly Malaysians.
Yeah.
But their government is going like, I don't know, we're working on it or something.
I would imagine very few people know what actually did happen.
Let's just get into the new stuff. So what's the new stuff? There's stuff that washed up that could be from...
Well, okay. So I'm not trying to push this documentary. I didn't even watch it, but there's a new documentary out there on Netflix. It's called MH370, The Plane That Disappeared. They're basically focusing on three major theories for the plane's disappearance. One of them is that there was a Russian hijacking that happened because the plane itself switched from one air traffic controller to another one. And during that switch, there was a miscommunication, then it disappeared. So there was this weird time that happened in between where because the crossover, it allowed for them to not find them. And during that time, they switched off their transponder, their communication. So because of that, some people think that there was a Russian hijacking that happened.
That's a pretty good theory. Because,
well, this is the Netflix thing, and there's no evidence.
Call out the Russians, you know?
Yeah.
In 2014, yeah.
And the reason behind that would be to distract people from the Crimea invasion.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they didn't need anything on the plane. They're just like, we'll hijack a plane and we'll make it real mysterious. And then people won't talk about how we're...
Everybody's focus will be turned towards this weird, mysterious fucking thing. So that's one idea. Another idea is, and this is what the Netflix documentary is pushing forward. And then we'll also get into the alien theory. There's like five theories we're going to talk about. We'll go over them quick. One of them is that there was an American military interception. Basically, the U.S. military shot down the plane to prevent the cargo from reaching China because it had sensitive information in it.
Oh, wait, is this not a passenger plane?
It was a passenger plane.
Yeah, it was a passenger plane.
But there were like sensitive information?
There were like people on it that had information.
Okay.
The number one thing on this Netflix documentary and what some people think too is that this was a pilot doing a murder suicide because there's some specific things that the pilot had to do that made this unable to be found. The way they switched over, in between. And then, so here's the couple, the couple other ones that are weird. One of them is there's a video, a leaked video that came out of these three UFO orbs circling the plane, and then it disappears. And
what?
Yeah. Yeah. But there were 20 people on board this flight that worked for the company Freescale. And the year after all of these people died, they merged with NXP Semiconductors. And this company is doing quantum teleportation. So there's people out there that say, for a long time, the conspiracy was there were 4 out of 5 people that owned the patent to this teleportation information. And since 4 of them died, the other person got it. And then they merged and they actually used the teleportation technology to get rid of the plane. So
a patent is verifiable. Is there a patent that exists that we can look at?
Here's the deal. I'm just going to spill the beans right now. There is, but they're talking about quantum teleportation, which is not teleporting matter. It is teleporting information. So okay. Quantum teleportation is crazy because you could get, picture this. This is a bad parallel, but picture the yes and no's of a computer. If you had something that was quantumly entangled, that was a couple light years away,
right?
That information would travel or teleport faster than the speed of light. It has to do with that. These are semiconductor companies doing quantum teleportation.
So they're like on the plane. There's 20 of them. What were they going to a retreat? Exactly. So they're having a blast.
Well, they're going to
company
China.
Retreat. This is going to be fun. We're going to make a lot of money in China.
Let's go then, sign the deal that was. Yeah, so that we're all owners.
Oh well, yeah, but I wasn't even gonna do that. I was just gonna cut to like the one guy talking to his office crush. He like lucked out, got the seat next to her, and she's like, I don't even really know what we do here, and he's like, let me show you. And he pulls his laptop up and he's like, okay, I can send this data to you over the air. But like his drink spilled on his computer. And as he hit send or whatever to do some quantum teleportation, science happened and the drink affected the warp window and took the whole plane.
Now they're at Saturn. Now they're just in the vacuum of space.
Yeah, now they're on Saturn.
Sorry. I don't know how to get us back.
They're trying to recreate
the spill. Yeah. It's like, all right, I'll send this again. And then spill. It's
what
like,
was he drinking exactly?
A gin and tonic.
And we need the exact ratio. They pull the lady over. Okay, now pour it exactly the same. It's just an unrecreatable mistake. And now they're all on Saturn. Living happily, though, by the way.
As long as they stay on that plane.
Yeah.
It's like a snowpiercer, but a plane and the clouds of Saturn.
It's recycled air, you know?
Yeah, true.
The toilet's going to get backed up, though.
I think you just dump it, right? Can't you just dump it?
Oh, yeah.
But in space, any tiny hole, though, can... thing that sucks people's brains.
It might be like a cruise ship during COVID up there right now.
Huge deja vu right now. Let me share my screen and
that must mean that there was a glitch in the Matrix, which means that they changed something.
Yeah. This is real. Yeah.
We were but they've changed something, so now we're not right anymore.
Oh, fuck.
That's how it goes.
I'm gonna get some water, but continue.
I'll put these links in the description. So these videos were leaked. I don't really know who leaked them. I think one of them was military. One of them was air traffic controller trying to get the truth out there. You know, that's their job. So this is the flight. This is like a plane that is for some reason near it. You see the contrails of the plane.
So we're on the plane. This is a camera.
We're on a different plane. This is a camera that is following the plane.
Okay. And it's like infrared or something. What do they call this?
Yeah, infrared. All of a sudden, three orbs show up. They're circling the plane. You see the contrails of the orbs now.
Yeah, they're black. Yeah.
Okay, there we are. Because this thing is zoomed in crazy.
I mean, sure. Like, I was expecting, when you said there's these orbs and stuff, I was expecting, like, you know, a video camera.
Well, there's another video that we're going to
watch. Yeah, there's more angles of this.
No, I know. I'm just, this is, like, very easy to do, right? Because nobody can kind of fuck, like, how would you even, like, oh, what's this?
Here is the other one. This is a basically satellite footage of the plane. So it's like there's a big screen and the movement's happening on a computer screen. Here come the orbs.
Here's my question. Can we verify that this is Malaysian Airlines Flight 370?
We cannot. And we also cannot verify anything about this, because however it was leaked, it doesn't connect to anybody.
And this is a satellite, so this is like actual video, right? Like, I mean, this isn't infrared or anything like that.
What's funny is that I'm looking at the comments and someone's like, why is the frame rate of the airliner so choppy compared to the three UAPs? And then he's like, that's my fault. I slowed it down, the original video, by 50%. What bugs me is, if it's a satellite view, how are we seeing the side view of the plane? Also,
yeah.
How or why would there be a drone there to capture the thermal video? Additionally, where is the drone in the satellite videos?
Wait, a
lot of good questions.
That's the guy who posted the video. Disappeared again.
I will say that the side by side, I did watch frame by frame, and the satellites, the orbs do correspond to the different angles. So there is something there.
So we are looking at these videos because these have been out here for a long time. And I was like, oh, this is pretty crazy. I would love to look into this one day. And so do you want to talk about what you think first of these?
Well, I just want to just skip to the part where it disappears, because I missed that. And I want to see if there's any kind of, like, I don't know. I just want to see it disappear.
Okay, here comes the.
Yeah, well, there's like a big eye that shoots at the camera.
Correct.
It looks like a big version of those cigarette burns when you're watching a movie where they say when it changed the reel. Like in Fight Club.
So let's do the disappearance from the other end.
It just happened. Do it again. Oh, so in that one, it's like a flash of white.
The thermal one is black. The live camera is white.
So it looks like light. Well, okay. So the eye on the infrared one is the same color as the contrails of the orbs.
Yeah.
But the contrail of the plane was different, right? It was like white. It wasn't black the way that the orb ones were, I don't think. Therefore, I don't know, you tell me.
Well, they'd be black on the infrared, not on the... Well, yeah. No, they're white. Yeah.
Good memory.
It is a different color.
So I don't know. I mean, that must mean something. I don't know anything about like thermodynamics, but
these are pretty fun videos, right?
Yeah.
So so in my mind, I'm kind of like, oh, I'll get to it one day. The day has come. These videos are 100% confirmed fake.
Oh shit! Okay.
Is it
someone just made them on like fucking After Effects or something?
Yeah. So on this video here, these planes wouldn't show up like infrared like this because they're not, the plane isn't hot.
That's why I was like, is this infrared? Because there's got to be a different name.
The faker didn't do any research before they made it.
And on infrared doesn't really pick up contrails or smoke. So like people were making videos of infrared with the room filled with smoke and you couldn't see it. So I'm like, okay, great. This is great. Cause I mean, here's my thing. This intrigued me, but I love when debunking is legit, because I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk about fake shit. It is irresponsible to, it's fun to talk about the possibilities, even though a bunch of people died, because it's like, dude, this is a real mystery. And yeah, having conversations about it could lead to what really happened.
I mean, I don't care that people died. Do we have to be sympathetic to everyone who dies? Because we're all going to die.
Like, I know. I'm like, well, then are you sympathetic to all of the people that were poisoned by these corporations that are running their government? on this video here, whoever was these graphic guys that were debunking this one, in this satellite video, none of the clouds move. So this is built on still frames.
Okay.
None of the clouds move at all, which is great because they had to zoom in so you don't notice it. They did a good job of not letting you like focus that this cloud hasn't moved at all during this whole thing. It's like, okay, we'll move it again. And whoever made this one also.
Yeah, I mean that the orbs, the
side by side orbs, yeah,
to the movement.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good job of coordinating the timing. I will say that the infrared, now that you point it out. Like it does look like the stock After Effects. There's like an After Effects filter that you can lay over things. And it does look like the stock After Effects.
You choose the color and you choose what to focus on. So this is the craziest thing about this that bothers me is like, so if somebody put this out as a leaked video and nobody's taken any credit for it and it's totally fake. And it's just like, is that person just trying to troll everyone? I mean, to me, it makes more sense that whoever put it out is trying to distract everyone from the real thing. That's what throws me off.
I would not be surprised if it was an intelligence agency that did that of some, I don't know which country would have done it, but.
Because who,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Who's trying to troll everyone? Everybody. And
have you seen the internet? It's the worst. Every comment section is filled with these.
It's getting even worse too with AI.
I agree with you both, but don't you think most trolls want the credit eventually? This was made so long ago.
They probably got the credit. I mean,
there's anonymous hackers that don't want personal credit, but want.
Oh, I just think like if you're hanging out with your buds and you're like, hey, I'm gonna fucking make a video, and they're like, that's hilarious, do that, and then you do it, and then they all laugh. That's your credit, right?
Well, I mean, I'm with that. I just laugh because most people that there's this narrative that conspiracy theorists want credit for everything. And like, how can this be real? And so
what's up, dude?
We don't need to come up with a reason why somebody would make this. I get it. Trolls are, it's fun. I get it. You know, it's the same way that
it's
I'm like going to get back at the city for giving me a parking ticket somehow. I don't know how yet.
It's interesting to talk about like why someone would have done that, but I feel like that we could go forever on that, right? I mean, like, who knows?
Yeah.
And but, I'd rather hear these other theories.
Yeah. So, you know, they've done a lot of investigating on these, the pilot and the co-pilot. And so the biggest, craziest thing about the pilot, the reason why a lot of people lean towards this mass murder suicide is because there are certain things that had to happen very timely in order for it to go off radar and for no one to help getting it back on radar.
That's,
one of them is,
but
like,
that's just before you get to that, just to be in, to let's say that's all true. That's like a really fucked up thing for, first of all, it's fucked up. If you're going to kill yourself, just do it, man. Like we've said it a million times. If you're going to kill yourself, take out a government that you don't like, or do something worthwhile. If you're gonna kill yourself, don't crash a plane, and especially don't make it so that it becomes a mystery where no one knows what happened. Like, what? That's my question. Like, if you're gonna kill yourself, why would you make it a mystery? Why would you be like, oh, I'm gonna turn all this shit off, and then and when we're switching towers, no one will have us. Like, that's weird.
And this guy was just the biggest worker for Malaysian Airlines. Like, he had a flight simulator at home, and he would practice flights, and he would take people to do practice flights at his place. He was the one that would determine if they were good enough to be a pilot of this, because this is the big new plane, you know, the, what is it? A seven,
what did they,
seven,
what did
seven,
they, when they're looking into him, what, was he depressed or something? I mean, like, what, why?
They found nothing. They found nothing out of the ordinary. The one crazy thing that blows my mind is on his flight simulator program, there was one flight that went out over the Indian Ocean where they think the plane crashed, and it landed on some island out there. And that was that's just been just like brushed aside. Like it means like it's nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Is there some secret island out there that it landed on?
He just wants to do Lost Coast cosplay.
Yeah. Or he's treating it like a video game and he's going, I wonder if I could land on that. I mean, like,
oh, wait, oops, I can't.
If you pulled up, I don't know any of the history of, I know a simulator is different, but like, you put me in the seat of a flight simulator, I'm going to do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a bunch of hours logged in Microsoft Flight Simulator. I've recreated 9/11. I've done that. I'm like,
you gotta, you got to recreate that Pentagon flight because everyone says how hard it is.
Oh, I haven't done that.
To fly, that's good.
Yeah.
To do the banking turn and to keep the plane. Cause they say that it's going so fast that it would have so much lift that it couldn't stay at the ground level.
Right.
And of course there's no wreckage at the Pentagon of any sort of plane.
I've seen the alleged video of it. It looks like a missile at the ground level going straight into it.
It's definitely a missile, 100%.
I'll bet a lot of planes look like missiles when they're burying themselves into the ground.
Oh, they're fast.
Fucking 300 miles an hour.
But when,
if you've ever flown on a plane and you've seen another plane pass under your plane, it's like really fast.
But Those steel engines that
really,
are just
gigantic.
We're
not here to talk about 9/11. Right,
right. Well, in the same vein, they haven't
totally
found. I know that that it is hard to find stuff in the ocean, but they still have. This is the thing that always blows me away. It's like, oh, well, they've got the black box, you know. Oh, they turned it off. You know, it's like this fucking black box isn't supposed to be able to turn off. So they had some transponder that would check in every hour. So they know that it turned. They know what it did after it lost some communication, that it did turn towards the Indian Ocean. But they still haven't found the wreckage. And there'd be so much. The only wreckage that they have found are tiny, tiny pieces. And so it's crazy because the Netflix documentary suggests that this person that found the wreckage planted it. But they actually, it is confirmed that 23 of the 36 wreckage pieces were part of that plane. In my mind, it says that doesn't necessarily mean that the plane crashed in the water, because it could have landed and then they could have crashed it later. I'm just saying, like, it. That's
well,
a stupid
like, how
thing
do you mean
say.
Like they land and then it takes off again and then they crash?
Well, I mean,
they like took a hammer to it.
Yeah. In my head, I'm so stuck on this idea that in the simulator, he landed in some island in the same ocean that he went to, that all you need to do is to throw people off is to throw a little bit of the wreckage into the fucking ocean. Let some people find some wreckage.
And
I don't know. I have no idea why anybody would land a plane in this situation. Let's say that the Russian mafia or American military infiltrated him and made him do it. He definitely did a lot of things that did not seem normal to him. And I'm not trying to make sure.
No. It's good that you said that, because I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But you mean that like someone had some nefarious plans and they took the plane and now they're like scattering evidence.
Yeah. What is that thing?
You wouldn't even have to force them, I don't think.
It's an alien pen that I have on my desk that I got at Vegas.
Like, why wouldn't you just, like, if a missile hit the plane, would there be anything left to find? Like, if you just like fucking blew the shit out of that plane.
You'd see pieces of the fuselage would be floating on the ocean, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Because this is a crazy
parallel. Wait. What's a fuselage and why would it float?
It's like the main body of the plane.
So where all the people are?
It's light metal. It would float on, some pieces would float on water.
If it got hit by a missile, they would definitely have found more wreckage than they have found. I'm not saying
where did they find these 27 out of 32, whatever you said, like just in the ocean?
Washed up on shore.
It was like parts of Africa, I think, Eastern Africa, washed up on shore.
Okay.
So like picture Australia, Africa. And
yeah,
Indonesia.
No, I'm looking at a map. I get it. Like they're going north. Something happens. He turns south west, or right. Yeah. And then and then whatever crashes or whatever. But you don't, but you don't believe. What do you believe out of this? Do you even believe that they are actually from the plane, or do you not believe even that part?
I think that if they can say that these were part of the plane, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But the pieces are so small. Let's say it crashed into the ocean in one spot. Sure, it would be hard to find. Like, you, what are you going to do? Fly over to you? Like, the engines aren't going to float. And I know.
I mean, that's
like,
kind of why I'm like kind of so confused. Not kind of so confused. I don't know. I can't figure out how confused I am about this. Like, do planes not normally disappear if they crash into the ocean? I mean, I know that what I'm asking is stupid, because there's a million ways to like track a plane and shit. And this one happened to like be in a dead zone or whatever, and they turned their black box off, which, like, I'm with you, doesn't seem like that's a thing that you can do, right? Like, why would it have an on-off switch? But anyway, let's just say a normal airliner crashes into the Indian Ocean. Would you find any of that? I mean, like, I know you don't know, but what do you guys think?
They change how these work after this flight. Basically, the black box beacon only lasts for 30 days back then. So they had 30 days to find it, and they didn't. But if a plane went down anywhere in the world, black box is how you find it. Sure,
but normally
all the radar data is like recorded. So you would have different towers that would have data on where this plane.
No, that I understand. What I'm saying is, if all that fails, like in this case,
yeah,
you can't find it, right? I mean, it could be at the bottom of the ocean, and 100%. you wouldn't, it would be like, yeah, okay, it's just at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and the Indian Ocean is big.
It's easy to say, like,
I mean, it's no Pacific.
The reason why they call it one of the biggest mysteries is because of all the things the pilot did. It wasn't just turning off the black box. There were, like, when he switched in between from one tower to the next, he took so much time. The next tower should have checked in with him, and they didn't for like 20 minutes. So in those 20 minutes, he wasn't on either radar at some point.
Right.
And didn't communicate with either one. So in one documentary that I saw, they are suggesting that he incapacitated the entire airline.
Okay.
By taking away their oxygen.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if that did happen, the co-pilot would have to have hit a button to try to get into the cockpit. Because let's say the pilot passed out and then they lost air. The co-pilot would still be able to get into the cockpit by hitting this button.
Wasn't Air France caused by like the pilot going to sleep? Or it wasn't caused by it, but like the main pilot went to sleep. And then,
what did the other guy do?
With Air France, it was the altitude thing froze over. The altitude sensors froze over. And the people that took over the flight in the middle of the night didn't realize where they were because it was very cloudy. Yeah. And then they lost altitude. Before they realized how low they were, they crashed in the ocean. But then we did find Air France, so... I don't know. The Indian Ocean's probably a lot more sketchy because there's more third world countries in that area, or less developed countries, maybe.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, I don't know. It's not like when there's a missing child and you hold hands and go out into a field and like fucking comb it. Like, you can't do that with an ocean. There's no reason to.
Yeah, it's tougher to monitor that.
So, but there is a button that the co-pilot not being in the cockpit could hit to get into it. And the only way he could be denied it is if the pilot within a minute hit the button that still said no. And this is a fail safe for terrorist hijacks.
Smart.
And so because the co-pilot didn't get in, even though the pilot before the flight signed off on everything was fine, they did then add some extra oxygen to the pilot's supply, which was weird. As if the pilot was like, I make sure that I'm filled up. So it made some people speculate that if he vented the air and incapacitated everyone because they're like hallucinating, or, you know, when you lose oxygen and you don't just pass out, there's like you get some euphoric state. But that way nobody could do anything about what he was doing. There isn't proof of this. This is just like if the pilot took over a plane, the co-pilot would want to stop him. Right.
Yeah.
So if he was in the cockpit, could he still stop him? Yeah, there was that one fail-safe thing, so the pilot didn't pass out. And so, yeah, you basically
the
have
more you
20
talk,
minutes.
The more I'm like, yeah, it's the pilot for sure. Because, like, what pilot sends his co-pilot out to get coffee? Like, there's, what are they called
and,
now?
And like Stewart, I said,
stewards? Do they call
I don't
them
know. That Light to attendance. Me is could be part of this fabricated story that was like, here's something that could have happened. Because I watched a couple of those where they took all the data and was like, okay, this, maybe this is. So
I mean, I feel like everything we're talking about is fucking, yeah. There's no facts behind any of this shit. But like, I mean, you just painted a target on the pilot. Like that all sounds pretty nuts. They gave him extra oxygen just for the pilot.
That happened.
But you know what's good, though, is that he did put people to sleep. He didn't have to do that. Like, he could have just crashed it.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. If you're going to crash a plane and you're the pilot and you want to do a murder-suicide and you have no note, that's fine, respectable, whatever. You don't need a note. You don't need a justification or anything. But I don't understand how planes work. Is there something where air traffic controllers could take over a plane if a pilot was? No, right?
I don't think so.
Couldn't flip on the autopilot to stop a pilot from wrecking.
If there's anything like that, it's top secret CIA technology that they use to instigate.
Doesn't that seem very doable this day and age? We have drones that you control from your phone. They can't like just listen. I don't think it exists, but like, yeah, why doesn't it exist? Why couldn't you just remote control?
I would imagine there's some kind of analog way of flying a plane that a human would be able to do take over as a failsafe. And if the plane got hacked by Russia or whatever,
right.
There's gotta be an analog way to control.
So this is just the pilots union protecting their jobs by going like, no, you can't have remote control because we need our jobs.
Maybe.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, because basically autopilot takes off and lands most planes, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, they rely true. On it yeah. like a lot.
But you still have to be commands. And
Nathan, what's his name, can fly a fucking plane. I know he tried really hard.
Nathan Fielder, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what my point is. Like, he seems smart. Yeah, he trained and he did it right. I don't know why I'm like, if he can do it, anyone can do it.
I mean,
it.
Like, no, autopilot isn't exactly hitting a button. I mean, you're still able to grip the handle and control the plane.
Yeah, but I think, like, get rid of all
and
of
adjust.
That. Let's just make them fucking drones from now on.
Well, and that's the weird thing,
until
too,
you get the suicidal drone operator.
Yeah, that's when the AI takes over. And
when I watch these planes trying to, have you seen planes trying to land in the heaviest winds?
Oh yeah,
strongest winds, and they're like, nope, not going to work. We're taking off again. I'm like, oh my god, freak me out.
There was something very recently at LAX.
You would be freaked out by anything that happens on a plane.
You're right.
Yeah. I would.
I am calm to a fault. I feel like
I wish
anytime I'm like that dog, you know, in the meme with the, this is fine, everything's on fire. Like anytime I'm on a plane, I'm just like, it's fine, we'll live. Like
I'm nervous about, I'm scared about what I would be like on a plane crash. I'd be like, well, we're all gonna die.
You'd be the worst.
I would probably yell some manifesting stuff where it's like, everybody picture us being okay. Hold that in your mind.
Yeah.
I'd be like, these are our last moments. Let's get crazy, everybody.
Let's fuck.
Look at my dick.
Fuck, what are you gonna do about it?
We're fucking, man. I mean, it really is like, yeah, if you've got willing participants and you work quickly.
Have you guys heard of people that have had such bad air turbulence that like people hit the ceiling and were bleeding? Have you heard of that?
I've seen videos of stuff like that. I saw one recently. Like,
if that ever happened and I was on a flight and that happened, oh my God, I don't know if I could recover. You know, like I'm pretty good with my anxiety these days, but I'm like, oh shit. Like, people are bleeding.
There was one like 2 years ago. There's always that guy in the plane. Like, yeah, what the fuck? What was going on? What the fuck was that? After the captain addressed everybody, he was like the loudest, angriest person.
Well, he's mad that the captain flew through turbulence.
But it was like really bad turbulence. It was like people hitting their head on the top of the plane type of turbulence. And the captain
are they not in their seat? They fucking have that seatbelt light on for a reason.
I don't know why it happened exactly, but it could be there. It could be user error.
This sounds like another Malaysia airline. I know nothing about Malaysia, but I'll bet they domestic. Don't. They don't really. I guarantee you they're not putting their seatbelts on. They're probably driving goats around, right? They probably use goats for transportation.
I mean, the weird,
maybe
the weirdest thing about this Malaysian airline is this 370 is that the biggest, most credible story is that this pilot murder suicided because he had to do so many things to, and I'm just going like,
you don't like that?
I don't like it because they looked into his history. He's a champion for this fucking company. Like, he's fucking training people at home.
Well, all right. I mean, we don't have to. Yeah. What's another theory, though? We can move off of the suicide thing. Or is that it? That it was either Russia or America or aliens?
Yeah, those are the three. Russia, America, aliens, or just murder-suicide.
Right, right. Or complete accident, right? I mean,
it could not be an accident.
Why? Just because of the black box?
The things that were shut off, that specifically these things were shut off in these lapsed moments where this is the only way you could be undetected. So it's like there was purpose to.
Okay. So those things are intentional, whatever, because.
Yes.
I mean, I've seen the cockpit of a plane.
You could not have done these things on accident at these times when you're switching.
Right, like the timing is too perfect and all that shit.
And he also, the last thing he said to a Malaysian air traffic control was good night. And everyone's like, oh, he's saying good night because he's committed suicide. It's like, well, he's saying good night because he doesn't have to talk to them anymore. He's going to
he's
a new.
Switching.
Yeah, that's
he's
exactly what he's saying. Yeah, I don't think that's something to read into.
I hate those people.
I think he probably, I mean, it's possibly did it under duress for sure. Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
but to what end? Like, so just, okay, so why would the U.S. do it? Like, are we hinging all of that on that there was 20 people from this company
that's
100% bought by a different company?
Right?
And so I know, but like, that doesn't seem like enough to like, hey, let's disappear this plane.
Like, let's say these people knew how this technology worked and you're like going to what, steal them? He lands on an island, they take him off and then like kill everyone else. And these people are like scientist slaves for life.
Why wouldn't you just shoot it down though? Because there's evidence. Is there not a way that you can shoot it down? Like
the version in my head was there's taking these people's information on how to build this quantum teleporting.
So they're okay. So this is they hijack a plane out of the air, and then.
Well, the pilot had to be in my story. The pilot had to be on it.
No, I get it. Yeah, but that is such a complicated plan just to like get this info. There's got to be like a million easier ways to do that.
He's such a company man. He would have spilled the beans before they got to him.
Well, he's a company man for his airline, but not for this third party, whatever these motherfuckers are doing. Oh, so you're saying he would do it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, maybe they landed on an island.
Who would he be mad at to do this? The airlines? Maybe he was such a company man, was like, you guys aren't good enough. You fucked me over my whole life. You didn't give me benefits. Like, I'm going to murder suicide. And you're never going to be able to figure it out. And everyone's going to fucking hate you. I mean, like,
if he wanted to like bankrupt Malaysia Air or something like that, like, right?
There's no way. I mean, you couldn't know that your plan was going to be successful, though, to have that degree of precision for an airline pilot to put that.
Well, but
place.
Have you ever planned a heist or anything? I mean, it's all about precision. It's all about like, I'm going to ask this guy to get me a fucking coffee, even though there's like three other people on this plane that can do it.
Why would his goal be to like be a mystery though?
During the switchover also is when he was basically like would have been identified by military. So he also relied on the military in that area being like, oh, he's, you know, one of these guys got him. We're not going to like fully do our job.
Wait, say that again? I didn't understand that.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. So when he switched between towers, because the black box was off and he was turning into a new area, there is a specific military in that area that should have been, if they were on top of their game, been like, oh, you're not on your path. What are you doing here? because when he turned, all of a sudden, he was not on his path. The story relies on people not fully being attentive to their job.
Well, his plan relies on that, yeah, right? So, yeah. Like, that's a bad plan if it relies on people not doing their job.
So between when he switched to the second tower, the contact needs to happen within 5 minutes of the switch. It didn't happen for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And within that 20 minutes, that military didn't say, like, hey, you're not on either radar. What are you doing here? So that was a weird thing, too. It's like, yeah, they just weren't doing their job that great.
Yeah, or he wasn't on their radar. I mean, if he's figured all this other shit out.
This plane is 100% what black box on or off. This plane is showing up on radar.
Well, but that's a lack of imagination on your part. Like, he could have cloaked it. You haven't even thought about him cloaking it.
Impossible. Like a Klingon ship? What?
It's not impossible. What's impossible? What's impossible is saying that it's impossible, because everything's impossible. Everything's possible. Kevin Garnett said, but I just think like, if you have a precise plan, I'm going to ask this guy to get coffee here. I'm going to lock him out of the thing. He's going to hit the button. I'm not going to let him back in. I'm going to drain all the oxygen. I'm made sure that I have more oxygen so that I can complete my mission. If you've planned all that and you haven't figured out a way to not be on someone's radar, then what's the point of any of that other stuff?
And to agree with you, that simulator package that he has to have all these things on there too, you know? I mean, it would have the tower switch practicing. I believe it would have the military tower on there too.
Well, I mean, who knows? Because you say flight simulator, and those are like big fucking like Disneyland machines. And he had it in his house, so it couldn't have been a big fucking Disneyland machine, you know, that's
right.
Like,
did he have just a smart fucking computer that they would train on?
Probably, right?
I would think so.
I know. I gotta see this.
I don't know what they're using. I don't know what the software is, but yeah.
Oh, it's MS-DOS.
Right. I mean, it's not Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
It's definitely not Microsoft Flight Simulator. I'm sure that it's like a really fucking expensive, like hard to get software. And he definitely didn't have the hardware, right? Because that would be crazy.
What's your favorite idea of this?
I'm getting some high level espionage stuff going on here, either China or Russia or maybe even us. The plane was going to China, so maybe they were delivering some intel, some stuff to them.
And but then, on the sly though, because otherwise you would be on like a military plane or something.
Yeah.
So some dipshit spy like bought a plane ticket. And the Chinese spies were like, he's on this plane. This was very easy.
So in your
version, let's just take that plane out.
Is the pilot in on it?
No, I think he's hijacked. I think he has a gun to his head.
Okay.
Intel force a pilot. You can install your own pilot. You can get a different guy to do all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Good call. Yeah, totally.
Honestly, aliens is not the least preposterous thing here, considering how little we know.
It's preposterous because then you have to go, what the fuck are you aliens looking for? Like, why did you just steal a plane? You've never done that before, so that's weird. Like, we get the cow stuff. We don't care that much about cows. We got a billion of them.
To prevent our acquiring of knowledge of teleportation. They wanted to hold us back.
Which quantum teleportation? That's what we're saying.
Quantum entanglement. Yeah.
Are we taking a complete accident off the table?
Oh, no. That's totally not. I mean, it is in my head, but
I don't see the reason for any of this. It would be like robbing a convenience store and like spending a lot more to rob it than to rob it. Like, your plan is so intricate and like all these things need to happen, and you're just going to get like, this unless the information is like fucking world changing, which I don't
I am having a hard time with that because we are 10 years later. We're like way more technologically advanced from even then in some things.
And so quantum teleportation is happening, and there's multiple companies. But
regardless, this is my time. quantum teleportation does not feel enough. It doesn't feel enough. Let's say they've figured out quantum teleportation, right? There's easier ways to get that fucking information. Disappearing a plane has to be kind of the hardest way to do it. There's a million easier ways. Spies have been doing it for the entire history of the world.
Sometimes it's not about acquiring the information, but preventing your enemy from having it.
Either way, you can kill those people when they're walking down the street. Like, you're not telling me the entire company.
Individually? You have to do it to all of them individually.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a lot of coordinated attacks.
You know how I would get away with murder? Fucking kill a random stranger that I've never met. Like, no one could ever find me if I did that. So get a bunch of spies to just do that. Like, that's what they do.
Leave your iPhone at home. Don't have any GPS technology.
Yeah, obviously.
Stay away from cameras.
There's
a million ways to do it. You can get camera fucking cloaking shit. Like, there's a million ways to do it. And I just don't think that disappearing a plane. I can see like shooting down a plane, but like disappearing a plane.
These are governments, though. They can make big moves like that.
I know they can, and they can make easier moves than that. Than disappearing a plane, waiting for that exact moment where it's between towers and now you've got to turn and like land it on an island. And then we're going to find out all this info from these people and then like kill them.
The craziest thing to me is that like the biggest story in my head that I could believe in is yes, some sort of espionage, right? Because if this guy isn't some murder suicider, which I don't believe that he is.
You don't want to believe that he is, right? I mean, you haven't seen anything that convinces you that he's not. You just don't want to believe that he is.
Yeah. You're right. But I'm going like, it's easier for me to believe that secret American military had something to.
Where it's like, more awesome for sure, but
don't give a fuck about.
It just feels, it feels like a lot to me, right? It just feels like a lot. Are you guys not understanding? There's got to be so many easier ways.
I mean, in my version, there has to be someone that like, some sort of patsy that doesn't know that he's going to die. He's like, yeah, I'll do the thing. And then like, oh shit, they're shooting me down. You know? So that pilot like wasn't read into the whole story because he was going to have to die.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that, but go on, Moles. I've been talking too much.
This isn't even the first time like a big government shot down a plane before.
Right.
They would just be trying to cover it up this time for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Russia and China both shot down planes. I think China even shot down an American plane, if I'm remembering correctly.
I could see all that. I just can't see a private company sending information. We're going to put everybody who knows about this on one commercial flight, and we're going to China of all places. And then USA's over here going like, all right, we got to get that info. Like, how can we do it? Let's hear some pitches. And they're like, what if we take the plane and when it's between the towers, we like, you know,
all you got to do is
turn off a bunch of shit. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm being a stick in the mud with this, but like, cause it sounds awesome. It sounds like an awesome fucking spy plan. It just sounds really hard. And
it sounds like hackers. It's too perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a Breaking Bad plan or something. Like, it's like, that's your, okay, cool. Oh, I mean, right. It's very entertaining.
Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 was shot down by Russia that same year.
It's probably the Russians then. And they just shot it down when it was between the towers. And everything else that happened was just like, whoa, it's a good thing that all that happened because now it looks fucking nuts.
It's weird because they know that even though it was turned off, it still pinged every hour, so it was still flying.
Right.
Wait, hold up. What?
Yeah, there was some additional flight data after they went dark.
They definitely know after it disconnected from everything, it still flew, and they could track its location for like 3 hours after it was disconnected. But they didn't find this information until after when they were looking for it. It was like, oh, because it still pings every hour.
And it was moving?
Yeah. And that's why they're looking in the Indian Ocean. They think they know where it went, but...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. So that's when he turned.
He turned in this very specific spot and then flew for 2 to 3 hours after.
No, I get it. But did all the shit go down? When did he turn off all the shit?
Like 2 to 3 hours earlier. It was like, so he definitely flew for way longer after this.
Okay, well, now I've got a new idea. This is information that would have been useful an hour and a half ago, really.
I said it, but I'm not good at saying things.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. You get a guy, you skydive, or you get one of those glider things, you know, those wingsuits. He jumps out. It's like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. He just like jumps out of the plane.
Right.
He like glides for like 2 hours. You're high enough where it takes him 2 hours in a wingsuit to like crash into the ocean. And so he's just like carrying the black box with his wingsuit.
delivering
just the false information. Yeah, that's
smart.
That's what I'm saying, man. I should be a bank robber.
I do love that, dude. Like, listen, he could survive. He would still survive.
Yeah. Takes him 2 hours to hit the ground, he's got his flight suit.
Plane went this way.
You get a boat to pick him up. He's got a radio or something. Oh. He's like, here I am.
Great. That is great.
We got to end it, though, because we're over. And it's a lot of fun to talk about. We could just keep going.
We're not
going
to figure this out anyway. It's
we're not going to figure it out. We know things we do that, figure out. We have a good history. Go on, Willie. Let's wrap it up.
We know that it's not aliens. We know that these videos are fake. A couple of people have recreated it, and a couple of people have like found the exact artifacts of the teleportation. Just to add this on there, too, that they're 100% fake. The... You know, when it disappears.
Oh, of the videos that we were watching?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
People have found the exact graphic artifacts.
Sure,
that
sure.
They used, which I'm like, okay, cool. I love that. Because
that
honestly,
white flash where it disappeared looked like a stock mobile flash.
Yeah.
See, that's why I know that it was just a troll. Because if you were actually trying to do something, you wouldn't use like stock fucking...
Or you could turn it a little bit. They actually didn't even turn the graphics.
Right. Yeah, there's a million ways that you could do it. I don't know about you, Moles, but when I do something in After Effects and I need like a texture, I'll just take any image off the internet and just like fucking put it in there and like make it look like it's my texture.
Yeah,
I'm paying for that shit.
I mess with things all the time. It's easier with AI now, though, because I can generate a texture.
But all I'm saying is, if you were a government agency that was like putting out these videos.
Yeah.
You would do more work than just
they're pretty cheap. Government agencies are pretty cheap. They'll do like the shittiest job sometimes.
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, they're above
the CIA
the line
is cheaper
is
than
cheap,
you
but it's that but it's that dark money that you got to be looking at.
True.
So to bring that back in too, I'm like, whoever made these two videos, this was very precise. These UFO UAP videos. I don't think this was a troll. I think that whoever made these was also. Because you can't trace the video to where they came from. And that's hard to do, too. And so, like, I think whatever happened, whoever made the videos is in on it.
Too much. Too much.
Could just be a guy around.
Because now you're like, we've already got the mystery. What, I guess, yeah, put out some disinformation, and that's why they're using stock shit. Sure. Right. But, like, you don't even need to do that. Everyone's forgotten about it. I don't know when these videos are from, but like it feels like gilding the lily a little bit. Like we got away with it. Now let's release some fake videos.
Yeah.
But that's just
me. They're still making documentaries about it though, so it's still a thing.
Well, I mean, it could just be a way to make money. It's Sony going like, let's disappear a plane and then we can sell a bunch of documentaries on it.
The streaming wars were more of a literal war than you think, you know?
But we gotta go. So there's no more, right? Like,
there's no more. Moles, you got anything you want to plug right now?
I don't know. I've been writing my sci-fi thing. If anyone I know Disney's looking for a new sci-fi IP after they ruin Star Wars. So
if you listen, the only thing that can help Moles right now is if you follow all of his accounts, because then he's got credibility in the pitch room.
Yeah.
What are your socials?
Boost my subscribers. Aaron Moles on Instagram. Aaron underscore Moles on X/Twitter. I'm not really on it, but you can follow me there. And that's it. I don't have a lot of social media reach, actually. give me some.
All right. So, follow Aaron. And it's weird to call you Aaron. I don't think I've ever done that. Follow Moles. and thank you for listening, and go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. We're going to continue this conversation on our more sci-fi show, where we're loaded and stoned, and it's a lot of fun. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe more of this, maybe not. But patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for that. And we'll see you next time. And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Bye-bye. Real life sci-fi.